This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
To be true at this very moment. It's still winter. There are scattered slippery spots everywhere. There's probably snow in the forecast. Todd could tell us more. But I'm guessing this. If you look, you got to see somewhere flurry, snow, ice, some form of.
Well, and you know what's coming up later this week, Friday the 13th. So what else are we going to have for weather on Friday the 13th? The way this year's gone.
Oh, my gosh. You can't make it up.
Believe
you
that.
You can't make it up. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Hi, friends. Happy Monday to you. I'm Scott Hanna. This is What's on Your Mind. We have a full hour on the program today to just chat about whatever you'd like to talk about. I spent the weekend up covering the Republican convention, just like we did the Democratic convention, both in Grand Forks, incidentally. Interesting dynamics between the two. Certainly the amount of people much higher for the Republican convention, probably a little more attention on the national, keynote speaker for the Democrats, just because it was a former vice president and Joe Biden, although Joe doesn't exactly have a ton of fans around here. But, you know, the delegates, double, just about double, if not a little over double. I can't remember the exact math on that, but for the Republicans versus the Democrats, and some interesting dynamics as well. The big race was, of course, the quest for the Republican nomination at the convention for the U.S. House race to replace Congressman Kevin Cramer, who's going to the Senate race. And he was, of course, endorsed and, as well. The House race went to Kelly Armstrong. And Kelly, by the way, I think I should just say this about Kelly. I think Kelly Armstrong has gotten better and better and better and better, which is why campaigns are good. I mean, I know, there's a lot of hand-wringing. There's a lot of, folks who get invested in one candidate or another, and I've seen this for years. I'm old. I've been around enough of these. I know what's coming. In fact, I had to chuckle at one point today. This weekend, I sat in the media pen, and I felt like this old giant tree in the middle of a park, and all these little whippersnappers are running around, because the media folks, they come and go for the most part. And Dave Thompson and I were old together. Dave was there, so. James McPherson for AP, he's a little bitter, a little bit old, but the rest of them, my gosh, they just have, they kind of sort of come and go. But I've seen a lot of these, and I just know how party conventions go, and people get really, really invested. I made a concerted effort this year to just sort of rise above it all and not just watch it, not engage and not really, I don't know, correct maybe is the word. Because my counsel is always to say, okay, this is like one big family that's getting together here. Happens to be one with an R behind their name, but is Republican Party faithful. People who work very hard within the party, okay, all year long, district chairs, and they put together meetings, and they do all the work, and they, and then you got to gather for the convention meetings leading into the convention, who's the delegate's going to be. There's a lot of work that goes into a lot of passion. And it is largely the same people that I've been seeing at these conventions for a long time. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. I applaud them. I thank them. But I do think, more people, I hope, engage in the process so that tent widens a little bit to folks who can join that process as well and be part of that. So that would be my advice. And I always tell people who have a particular opinion, one side or another, or a candidate they like, or this thing or that thing. Look, this is just remember, these are fellow family members. You're not going to agree with everybody across the Thanksgiving dinner table. Just do your best to be above the fray and not get too, wrapped around your axle and just let it happen. So there's a little bit of that happening now because obviously Kelly Armstrong is the candidate, one-handedly at the event this weekend. And now Tom Campbell, who has been a candidate for first the Senate and now the House, and been to, you know, many places across the state, has to make a decision. He announced after, in a rather brief press conference, we did put it up on Facebook Live because it was the question after the vote on that race, what now? And he said he would be filing to be a candidate in the primary. I wonder if you think that's the right thing to do. Now, it's hard not to argue it's had a good outcome in North Dakota, because obviously, but for a primary process, there wouldn't be a Congressman Kevin Cramer now a candidate for Senate, right? Because the party and the club decided they wanted one candidate, and the people said, no, we want a different candidate. Exact same thing happened with the Wayne Stengem race with Doug Burgum. Doug Burgum did go to the convention, got a low number, I think 15% of the vote. He actually went down in the second ballot, so he had a low percentage, you know, maybe like 12%. I can't remember the exact number in the second ballot. What happens in June? He wins big and wins by 21 points in November. So that sort of says the club doesn't always get it right. Doesn't make the club bad. Club's a good thing. I get it. I mean, people that write checks and pay for hotel rooms and work all year long, they deserve some bennies, and that's what happens at these events. They're rewarded for all their good work, and they should be, because they are the engine, the grassroots, the foundation, if you will, of the Republican Party in North Dakota. On the other hand, there's a whole lot of people that are conservative, that are Republican, that care, that are calving this weekend, not at a convention, right? That they can't get off work, they can't afford to go to the event. There are a lot more of them. I think the rough numbers are, you know, 1% in that room, and the rest are outside the rest. Both are good groups. In my mind, both deserve a say. The thing I would say that is different about this race than previous races, in other words, the Cramer example, or the Cramer versus Brian Calkin on to win in November, or the Doug Burgum race, I think Max Schneider's a much more formidable candidate that the Democrats have already endorsed. He's a handpicked candidate from Heidi Heitkamp. She clearly has made a deal with him to say, you and I are going to do this together. Now, they're going to be challenged for resources, too, because in Heidi's case, there's Senate races that cost them a lot more money in other places. So they're not going to get everything they want. That's why she's been absent big time for the better part of the last, six, eight months, running around hat in hand raising money. Well, Mac will be the beneficiary of some of that. There's no doubt about it. And Max Schneider is, here's what I'm going to say is the number one attribute of Max Schneider. You can have a conversation with him and realize two things. One, he's nice. And two, he is, you're confused. You're like, is this guy a liberal Democrat? I can't. So you got to go to his voting record, because he's very well versed in what I would call Dorgan Conrad Pomeroy Heitkamp ease. You know what that is? That's a language known as, I'm from a red state that likes Donald Trump, that elects a lot of Republicans, so I got to sound like I am a conservative too. I got to water down all my red line. He just gets it down. That's how they've gotten elected. Byron Dorgan, Ken Conrad perfected it. Very liberal. Very liberal. And yet we're elected in a conservative state. Now, I think the conservative parties, it's very hard to replace a Conrad, a Dorgan, a Pomeroy in that kind of talent pool. And I believe Heidi Heitkamp used it to her the fullest and barely got across the finish line by 3,000 votes. See, so it's a different environment, but they'll use it. There's no doubt about it. So you have to ask yourself, okay, is a primary the best thing right now, given you've got a great candidate in November? That's obviously what all the candidates are asking. If you're Kelly Armstrong, what do you want? You don't want to fight Tom Campbell. You want to fight Max Schneider. You want to enter the arena for November right now. Don't blame Kelly Armstrong. Don't blame Republican Party faithful one bit. And as I say, Kelly Armstrong's gotten better and better and better. I think actually a primary would make him even better against the candidate in November. I can make a strong argument about that, because he's gotten better since he thrown his name in the race. Gave a great speech on Saturday. His wife gave a fantastic, they did a little video where she did a little biography on Kelly. He's very good. Very, very good. His kids are adorable. I mean, the young, a lot of energetic. Kelly Armstrong's a good candidate. I'm not of the opinion Tom Campbell should be kicked to the curb because he lost I don't remember the exact voter count, but, you know, 1,500 delegates decided, and he got 500 of those. So I don't believe that means that he was on the losing side of that. He ought to go away. Why do we have a primary? Here's the deal. Now, here's all the hand-wringing you're going to hear. I'm giving you my take, and then I want yours, by the way, on all of this. The hand-wringing, well, Democrats will vote for in the primary for who are the Democrats going to vote for? They'd have to decide Kelly Armstrong or Max Schneider. I'm sorry, Kelly Armstrong or Tom Campbell. Whoever they decide to vote for would be a formidable candidate against Mac. They're two good candidates. So I think that argument sort of goes away, not to mention we ought to go to work when Will Gardner takes the reins of the Secretary of State's office and with the legislature to say, let's stop talking about this stuff and fix it. I mean, should the convention come after the primary? Should it be voter registration? Start dealing with some of those things instead of hand-wringing every darn time we get to one of these things. So I don't know. I don't know. I think you can make a case that the race is different. I think you can make one case that, you know what, it is different. It will be tough because you've got Heidi Heitkamp bringing in a lot of resources to be mean to Republicans and nasty and do what Democrats do. Max Schneider will benefit from that. Well, do you want a candidate who's better when there's a primary, or do you want him to have the time between now and November to do it? You tell me what you think ought to happen. We'll talk about it.
I want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. We're in the sauna section. Finleo, your sauna for life. What's that mean?
Well, that means that it's a Minnesota-based company, and it really, they'll be 100 years old in the next couple of years here, and they're made in Cokato, Minnesota. The nice thing with the sauna, there isn't just one to pick from. You can design it. You can build your own. You can do a custom cut. There's all different sizes and shapes. It's way easier than you think to own this.
And you're going to feel better for life.
It does some amazing things. Every time you sit in a sauna, it releases your body's natural endorphins. That's why you're going to get that run. High, it's addictive, but that also boosts your immune system. It increases your circulation. Here's a big one. You're sweating out toxins. And I've talked to farmers who have used, when they've used the sauna for the first time, what do you suppose it smells like in the sauna? Like Roundup or herbicides. It's the metals coming out of the body. Just think about that for a minute.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Tell them Scott sent you. Ace promo code gets you up to $2,000 off. Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, now Devil's Lake too. Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's On Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the Best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The hour on What's On Your Mind, 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number. You know, the chatter influences me very little, very little. By the chatter, I mean, you know, people who think they have it all figured out, not bad people, not wrong, But what I love about being able to do this program is that when I get behind this microphone, I get to hear from people who are totally independent of that little chattering class. You know, and the chattering class is just simply this live, breathe, sleep, and eat this stuff. They have a role to play. Many of them seen a lot, wise folks, good people. I'm not saying this in a negative light. I'm saying every time we bring an issue to this audience, we hear from that audience an enormous amount of insight, analysis, that's very wise. So it's when I have these conversations with folks, and I guess I did most recently in Ashley, I remember saying, you bring something to the table. That's what I want you to know. Because I think people think, you know, this little old me here, no. Whatever your gut reaction to these questions are very insightful. They're very good. They're great data points for me to inform my opinion, too, and know where you're at, because that's all that really matters. So I'll just ask you flat out, do you think there should be, in other words, Kelly Armstrong beats Tom Campbell handily in the state convention this past weekend. Should Tom Campbell be done now? Should he go back to farming? Should he go back to his business interests and pick a different time to serve and a way to serve? I could make an argument for that. In this political environment, I could make an argument. I could also make an equally strong argument that we ought to let the voters, a larger pool of Republican conservative voters, decide. People on the other side are going to say, "Well, wait a minute, that will make it more difficult to win in November, will it?" I've made this argument before. I've been on both sides of this argument, so that's why I'm very curious where people are at. And you know, the thing I've told you before, and I'll tell you again. Tom is a friend of mine, you know, so that makes it even a little more difficult to say, well, what do you tell a friend in a situation like that? You telling him honestly through me is much more powerful. Here's what people are thinking. Here's what I'm picking up. But I want you to have full disclosure on all of that. In fact, I did something for Tom this weekend that I just rarely ever do. And that is speak at that event on his behalf. I introduce a lot of elected leaders over the years. I guess I've done that over and over and over again, but not necessarily when there's a vote minutes after it or sort of persuading or whatever. And I just did that as Scott Hannon personally and not part of any entity or as a part of the company that we operate, largely because, as I told people, he was a friend. And also, I checked with others, said, this be wise or not, he's a friend of yours, even to his credit, Kelly Armstrong saying, look, I'd be surprised if you didn't, you're a friend. And when friends call, what do you say? What do you say? Well, I like you, I'm a friend and everything, but I want to do that because it'll make me uncomfortable. Then are you still a friend? I don't know. So anyway, Just curious to your thoughts on this as we go forward. Tell me what you think. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. That's studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com to email us. You can text us. I'm going to say these nice and slow. You can text Todd or me. And that number is 701-226-8503. That's for Todd.
And the clapping is for Scott getting the grammar right on that one. I didn't want to have to hit the buzzer.
We have a grammar buzzer around here. It's the word police are everywhere. Locally at 258-0550, another number, or text me, 367-2054, 367-2054. All right, let's go to a couple calls here, shall we? Find out what the people are thinking. John in Minot, what's on your mind?
Yeah, we know what the North Dakota Republican Party wants. Now why don't we find out what the North Dakota people want through a primary?
That's how you find out. You're right about that. I mean, that's why I'm asking today, because I'm curious sort of just folks that weren't there this weekend or were there or whatever have an opinion on this way out. But you're right. You, you, you get a much larger answer.
Not
sure.
To change the subject, but did the Montana governor say they weren't going to send any National Guard troops down to the Mexican border?
I heard something about that. Todd, do you remember? Todd's our Montana expert. He's in charge of covering that beat, so he would probably.
When did that start?
I don't know. I just made it up right now because I didn't know the answer.
I'm sorry. I was listening to the recorded call that came in, so I didn't get to hear the question.
So he's wondering if the Montana governor said he's not going to send troops to the governor. But Iowa said yes.
That.
Yeah, Montana. Oh, here it is. Montana won't deploy National Guard based on President Trump's guard.
Okay, now you're in charge of Montana now, then.
Am I now? Because it's been back to me. Oh, it says. Here's the exact answer for you, John. Montana won't deploy National Guard based on President Trump's whim. Governor says.
I think every one of them illegal immigrants should be sent to Montana to reside rather than around the United States. There's only going to be 2,000 of them.
There you go.
And then with this chain migration, maybe each one of them illegals can each maybe bring in 5 to 10 people to help settle Montana down a little bit. How would that be? Maybe they'll get lucky. Maybe there won't even be any terrorists coming with the bunch that comes to Montana.
Thank you, John. Appreciate that. Greg and Bismarck, you're next. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott. I was at that convention. I heard your nomination speech, and I thought it was perfect.
Well, thank you.
So, I'm a Kelly Armstrong supporter, but I know Tom. I respect him. The biggest thing we saw in this convention, in my opinion, is we didn't see an old guard machine operating. We have some young, dynamic candidates, new people that aren't part of the old guard, if you will. And I am an old guard, so been around it since the 70s. So, but it's good for the Republican Party. It's good for the state of North Dakota. We have some very dynamic candidates. We saw some heartbreak as someone who served our state long and well. Was defeated, wasn't given a choice to retire by his choice, and that's politics. That's how it works. And I just want to say that Al Jager has been a great statesman and continues to be.
But yeah.
The question
that was,
you've asked.
Sorry, go ahead. I wanted to weigh in on Gardner and Jager quickly because that was a really poignant moment. A lot of really neat things in that. Will Gardner, I think, will be a fantastic. That's going to be a battle in November too for him. But go ahead on the question.
Yeah, he's got a really tough opponent. I know them both, and I'm also a realtor. So I got to say, apparently, to be Secretary of State, it's imperative that you're a realtor. both endorsed candidates are realtors, and Jager's a realtor. So we do it right.
You're going to have to hang on, Greg, for your answer on the other question. Don't go away. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. More welcome. 258-0550.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
One of the nation's leading voices on biblical family values is coming to North Dakota. See nationally syndicated radio host Steve Dace at the 2018 Family Policy Alliance of North Dakota's annual dessert banquet, Tuesday, April 10th at Fargo's Hilton Garden Inn. We need Family Policy Alliance of North Dakota to defend and promote your God-honoring family values, and they're committed to being a bold voice for you. Tuesday, April 10th, 7 p.m., call now for tickets, 701-219-0948. That's 219-0948.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Listeners on What's On Your Mind. We celebrate them regularly thanks to our good friends at Delta. And one call does it all to Delta. If you're in the oil and gas industry, you call Delta. Bottom line, 406-250-8151 is the cell number for Eric, part of the Delta team. He'll get it done for you. You push the easy button and he'll go to work. They're online at deltaconstructors.net too. Turnkey well site solutions. Here's our call of the day, by the way. Let's just a call. Not necessarily a call of the day, but a caller we wanted to celebrate. They called in during a break, which, by the way, is another way to join us. You call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 855-200-1776. Press 2 and leave your message. Go ahead and roll that comment. Todd, the radio god, Mitchell.
Who, what, what? Who? What? What? Why did I hear my name? What?
On the Armstrong Campbell issue, oh. I don't have enough information. I haven't seen it out there. Has anybody done a study as to which one's going to beat Grand Forks running for that spot? I mean, that, in my opinion, is probably the more important factor in making that decision. But also, you know, if Campbell sticks around, he kind of looks like a sore loser, which also tends to bring him down a little bit. So I don't know yet. Bye.
Interesting back and forth. Polling is what you're talking about there. I think a little early for that. But interesting, you know, thought in your head to say, give me more data before I can answer your question. So anyway, Greg and Bismarck, you had another thought you wanted to share with us.
Well, you asked a question about should Campbell run into the primary. You know, our Constitution is set up. We elect our candidates for the November election, our two candidates in the primary. That's how it's set up. At these endorsing conventions, the parties pick who they'd like to see run, but anybody can run in the primary. That's the way it's developed. So if Tom Campbell wants to continue to run as a Republican choice to run for the House, in June, go for it. That's what the system is set up like. He's not endorsed, but that doesn't mean he can't win.
So let me ask you this, Greg. Well, why do you think there is the amount of disdain for that approach among the folks that are the party faithful?
I think, you know, everyone wants to pick someone to run, and North Dakota has the best voting laws in the nation by far. One of them is no voter registration. And so we have an open primary, and I think we're the only state in the union that does, which means the Democrats now give the chance to look at Campbell, and they get the chance to look at Armstrong and say, who would be easiest to beat? So they can cross over into the Republican primary and vote for the one that they think would be easiest to beat. I can't remember how many it didn't make the outcome with Burgum, but what, do you remember the number? Was it 16,000 Democrats voted for Burgum? Was
I don't know that we know because there's no voter registration.
Yeah,
there's a lot of talk about that, and I think they do it based on comparing other races, and I don't know that you know.
Yeah, so how would we know? And that's fine. I was just trying to, I guess I was repeating gossip. Sorry.
Yeah, I hear you because I hear the same thing. Saying, and of course, the hand-wringing was, oh, this is going to be terrible. All these Democrats are going to come pick Doug Burgum, and Doug Burgum's going to have a terrible time, and guess what? I mean, would anybody now doubt the political, credentials of Doug Burgum? No. And yet, if you listen to the chattering class, it was a meltdown. This is what bugs me, and I don't want to say that acting as though, Greg, I dislike anybody. I don't. Many of these people that are saying these things are friends of mine, and they're good people, and they care, and but it's, again, just sort of a party versus the people kind of thing. We need to broaden and always bring in more people. I think you can make an argument both ways on this one. I think, by the way, if Democrats did decide to get in, who are they going to pick? Who are they going to pick? Because, in my mind, Kelly Armstrong or Tom Campbell, both, to what they've demonstrated to this point, are great candidates, are going to perform very well against Matt Schneider, and they have an R behind their name, an enormous advantage in North Dakota.
Yeah. So, but that's our system, and it's still the best electoral system in the nation. So this is a hiccup. Yeah, that might happen. I don't know that it's ever happened, but it might. So,
interesting analysis, Greg. Thank you for that. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can also text us at 701-367-2054. Texter says, sad that crossover Democrats get to attempt to choose our Republican candidate. If we had voter registration, I'd be much more comfortable with Mr. Campbell going past the convention to the primary. There is no indication that it will be the only statewide Republican that... There is no indication it'll only be statewide Republicans, rather, that choose our congressional candidate through the primary. Another texter said, you see this, Todd? You said you were going to Greg first. See how they keep me on task? You didn't even give me a buzzer. The listeners were doing it. I did say I was going to Greg first, but when we came back, it was time to tell you about Delta. They help us celebrate all our callers, so I had to do that little quick one first. So I guess I didn't look ahead far enough. My apologies, but thank you for keeping me on task. I love our listeners. The best. Three of four, or is this three-fourths? I can't tell. Texter says, three-fourths of my family like Tom over Kelly as a candidate, and I'm part of a large family in this state, says another texter. All right. So I guess that means yes. Now, the question at hand here is whether you think Tom Campbell ought to run in the primary. We ought to continue with what he's announced to do. Others think he should not. As I laid out earlier, the conventions are both. I could lay out both scenarios, rather, both from what I heard at the convention and what I've heard since. But I want your take on this. At 258-0550, John and Taylor, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hi, good morning. I was at the convention as well and heard your speech. It was a good speech, but I liked your little dig about we don't need another attorney in Washington. We need a farmer like Tom Campbell. You could also say, we need an oil man in Washington and not a banker like Tom Campbell. But other than that, it was a great convention, and I'm a Kelly supporter and just want everybody to know that. Thank you.
Yeah, and by the way, an oil man there would be good. You're right. And I think Kelly is as much now these days part of the family business. I'm going to put you down as a no, that Campbell should not run, right? John was from keeping my tab.
Correct. There. Correct.
And you're right. But I mean, obviously, Kelly's man is a lawyer and a good one. I think he's played that card well in the legislature and helped us in legislation, so that's not unknown. I think Tom was a farmer before he was a banker. So, I mean, if you're an Armstrong supporter, you're going to say exactly what you did, so I don't blame you. The line was, for folks that missed it, I mean, if the choice is between a farmer and a lawyer, I'm going to pick a farmer every time. And we have enough lawyers in Washington, D.C., both of which are true statements. But, I mean, it's just, part of, again, the rah-rah of what's going on at a convention. But I think farmers going to Washington are great. And I also think Tom is not a banker in the sense of, when you're going to get a loan, you don't get it from Tom Campbell. He has obviously invested his money in a bank along with others. And, as part of board leadership, I don't think he is now, but has been for that. So, you could say he's part of a bank, but he's not a quote-unquote banker. He didn't decide, hey, John going to get a loan or not going to get a loan? I mean, not that. Bob in Grafton, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hi, Scott. Hi, Tom. Good morning. Or Todd, good morning. Yeah, I think Tom put me down for a yes. I think Tom Campbell should absolutely continue to run. That second-to-last caller echoed my thoughts exactly. I don't understand for the life of me why any state would have an open primary where Democrats could cross the lines and vote for a Republican, because that could very well be the case. They cross over the lines and vote for someone that they think would be the easiest to beat, and then it looks like, oh, nobody wants Tom Campbell in there. Well, you just don't know. So I think it's just ridiculous to have an open primary like that. I don't think either party should be able to cross lines and vote. So put me down for a yes, for sure. I think Tom should definitely continue to run.
All right, Bob, appreciate that call. Thank you. Others welcome at 800-228-0550. Texts are starting to stack up here, so I'll get to a few of those as well. 800-228-0550 to call, but if you want to text Todd or I, 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054 or me at 701-226-8503. Tom Campbell, if he wants to run, should run, says another. All right? Mac Fudd Schneider. I don't get that, Todd. Can you help me out there? They've added
he's
a nickname.
He's a Fudd. Remember? We went through that. What was it last week? He's a Fudd, I guess.
I forgot that. Was that like an Elmer Fudd deal, or what was that? I don't remember that whole debate.
Yeah, well, aren't they all?
Adam says Campbell should have dropped out of the race. He's a weak candidate who thinks pandering to Trump voters is a platform. Armstrong is actually a principled candidate.
Fear, uncertainty, and doubt usually evoked intentionally in order to put a competitor at a disadvantage.
Well, that's what the FUD is. Now I'm remembering that. I forgot it was a FUD, though. I was thinking Elmer FUD is all I had in my head.
Me too.
Put that texture down as a no, Campbell shouldn't run because they're pro-Kelly, so... that would make sense. Let's see here. What else have we got? Drain the swamp. Go, Tom Campbell, go. Drain the swamp. Heard that before, Todd? Drain the swamp. Where's that coming from?
I've heard that someplace.
Somewhere, somehow. I can't remember where exactly I heard that.
The thing is, will be anything left in Washington if we drain the entire swamp?
Another texter says, by the numbers, we had more first-time delegates than ever before. That is a good thing. It is. Yeah. And I think that's part of the energy that Tom Campbell brought. You had some folks that were not part of the process. Tom's not in the club. He's not part of that club. He's a Republican senator from Grafton, but he's never been part of that club. So, you know, that's a good thing when you have somebody like that running, because they bring more people in. So, good idea. Here's another text. I think it's important for your listeners to know the executive director of the North Dakota Republican Party was never a Trump, Cruz, crew, and Campbell's campaign. Was never a Trump. Cruz crew. And Campbell's campaign is more in line with Trump. Luckily, the head of the RNC, Ron McDaniel, is on the Trump train. Campbell is for the wall. We need that for leverage. Mexico and China are killing us in trade. Another text. I'm happy with the result of the convention this time, but believe we should pick the candidate by primary so more people can be involved. Another text. Sorry for Tom. For him, I think he should go with the flow and follow his gut feeling. Where's it good? Claudia and Bismarck, what do you think should happen? You tell us.
Well, I'll tell you. If you remember back a little bit, Kramer did not receive the nomination for the House either, and he went ahead and he won.
True. Yep. You think that's what Campbell should do?
Yes, I do. Okay. We need a farmer in there.
I think farmers are, you know, we have a... I know this anecdotally. I don't know a chapter and verse, but we've sent more farmers than any other profession to Congress. It's no doubt about it. That's a powerful force. You could use a voice there. Thank you, Claudia. Appreciate that call. Others welcome here today. Doug Burgum, too, went by that process. David Minot, Mike Bismarck, John and Fargo coming up.
That asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust, Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morkin of Castleton. Backed by popular demand, the North Dakota Soybean Council is sponsoring a See for Yourself program to Portland, Oregon, July 10th through the 13th, for North Dakota soybean producers to see their checkoff dollars at work. Learn about checkoff investments in rail and water transportation, soy biodiesel, agriculture advocacy training, and tour shipping ports where North Dakota soybeans leave for Asia. Experience firsthand the systems in which the North Dakota Soybean Council invests to ensure market stability for your soybeans. If selected, airfare, lodging, and most meals will be reimbursed. North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to apply to participate by April 16th for this See for Yourself program. Log on to ndsoybean.org and apply today.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The top of the hour on What's on Your Mind. A lot of phone calls and texts to get to. I'm going to go to the phone calls first. I ask everybody to be as brief as you can. One person I've been texting back and forth with on some of this is John Trandum, and John is a party chairman and has been, I think, probably the strongest voice on why a candidate that loses at the convention should not go on to the primary, and makes it very well. So I'm going to give him a chance to make this argument today, because most of you think that Mr. Campbell ought to go on. John, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Hey, Scott Swell. Good to see you this weekend at the convention. It was really sure an exciting time and a ton of people there, and that's a great contrast to draw with our Democrat opponents.
Exactly right. So this is John Trandum, by the way, who is district, what's your 40?
45.
45, okay. So give me the case. First of all, your vote is that Tom Campbell should not run, I assume.
No, absolutely not. And there's, you know, I've got a list of 10 very good reasons. I won't read the list of 10 very good reasons, but I think that the best reason is We've got a good candidate. We've got a strong candidate. By all accounts, I don't think anyone disputes, including yourself. I've heard you laud Kelly's credentials as well. We've got a good candidate who can go forward and beat Matt Schneider in November. I don't think there's any doubt in anyone's mind about that at all. And there's no practical reason. I've not heard enough positive reasons for having this primary food fight that outweigh the negative things that it would bring to the party. Just a couple, for example, is just going to suck up millions of dollars that could have been spent running against the Democrats. We don't need to do that. There's no reason to do that when we've got a good candidate that can win. It's free opposition research for the Democrat. You know, the Democrat can continue to fight against Republicans while Republicans fight among themselves. It creates inter-party bitterness. We don't need that. We don't need people to get so mad about this primary process that in the end they're not going to vote at all, or they're going to vote for a third-party candidate or whatever. We're feeding them sound bites. There's no positive purpose to doing this. I've not heard any positive reasons other than, you know, a lot of people have the misunderstanding that this is party insiders picking candidates. It's not at all. It's a sampling of rank-and-file Republicans from across the state looking at who's the better candidate. Well, Kelly demonstrated he's a considerably stronger candidate at the convention with his convention strategy. And I think the contrast with what Congressman Kramer did, he didn't even compete in the convention, so we don't know whether or not the convention would have endorsed him. So that's not an instance of the convention getting it wrong. Candidate Burgum did not go to the convention with the delegate strategy. He came to the convention and said, hey, I'm running in the primary anyway, so vote for me, don't vote for me. He expected to get 10% of the vote. So same scenario. The convention never got it wrong. They never had an opportunity to see those two candidates in advance of the primary.
Good points, John. Appreciate your call. I would also say I don't think you have to, you know, spend zillions. First of all, it's an 8-week race. As far as free opposition, don't beat up each other. Run against the candidate in November. The bitterness is there now. I mean, it is. There is bitterness between party insiders and folks on the outside of the tent, and that has got to go away. Now, one thing I would say for your argument, if Tom Campbell decided to say, you know what, I could win. I believe I would win, but I'm not going to run because I don't want to take the risk of some other bad things happening and ultimately harming our chances in November. So I'm gonna try and unite more folks. That'd be great if that was received in the vein it is. But it's I don't think there's a wrong reason. We have a primary. I mean, and the arguments against, okay, Democrats could vote in the primary. Well, fix that. Have a voter registration or move the primary and put it before the convention like South Dakota does. There's other things
to
do.
And we will. Yeah, and we will, but for now we're dealing with what we've got. We're dealing with reality where they are going to spend millions of dollars, and they most likely are going to beat up on each other. So we have to work within the system we've got, and I think it would be very magnanimous of Tom Campbell to say exactly what you just said. I think I'm a better candidate. I think I could win, but Kelly is endorsed. Let's spend these next 2 months beating up on Max Schneider rather than each other and advancing the causes of life and liberty.
Yeah, this is a good debate. It's a good debate. It's a healthy exercise to have. We just need to make sure people are doing it, not believing they are 100% wrong and everybody else is, or 100% right rather, and everybody else is wrong. That's the important thing here. But you make good points, John. Thanks, David. In Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind? Go ahead.
Well, thanks a lot, Jay. I appreciate the fact that you allow people in our state to and out of state to voice their opinions on the air. Don't ever quit. I would encourage Tom Campbell to continue on, and my reasons for that are I'm from an egg background, and he's egg. I think that he's a man of faith. From his ads, I support his pro-life stand, and I guess in the interview that you just had, that term beat up, I don't know if I like that. And I don't know that that's been part of Tom Campbell's, his ads to this point. So I heard the term gut feeling, too. You just keep going. But I sure hope that he would continue on. He has my support.
David, thanks for the call. Appreciate that very much. Ralph and Gladstone, what do you think ought to happen?
Yeah, I have two questions. Number one, to get onto the June primary ballot, if Tom Campbell would decide to go that route, what would be the deadline for getting onto the
primary?
And what would be the number of signatures he'd have to get on the ballot?
Yeah, today, and I believe it's late today, and it's 300 signatures. Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, and I think they already have them, and I believe they're preparing to file it, is what I understand. I mean, again, doesn't mean you make a different decision, but I think that's the plan. That's what was announced yesterday. So we're just talking about whether that's the right decision or not. Hal in West Fargo, we'll get you in here before we crank up with our next guest coming up next hour. Stay tuned, folks. We're talking about the deep state of
Utah. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoolGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
I'm Elise Pecklich of Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.